let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Nathan Lamonte James, author of the critically acclaimed The 66 Books of Nathan, was not born and raised in a religious structure like most of God's children, but he was born and raised in light of his spiritual protection for a specific purpose of participating in his perfect plan. The 66 Books of Nathan reflects the spiritual events that happened in his lifetime. Nathan says there is goodness inside everyone. We are all flowers of the flesh, but we need the power of understanding in order to grow. Nathan Lamonte James is an author, professional rapper, local TV producer, and postal worker for the last 25 years. A retired staff sergeant for the U.S. Army received a very rare medal while enlisted, the Expert Infantryman's Badge. He lived through the war in the Gulf, Desert Storm, and Desert Shield. Nathan currently resides in Washington, D.C. Nathan Lamonte James, author of the 66 Books of Nathan, Spiritual Understandings, joining us on This Week in America. Nathan, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
It's so good to be here. Thank you so much, America and Rick. Thank you.
It is our pleasure. You're welcome, and looking forward to the program today. Didn't want to say too much. Don't want to give too much away, but I'll let you sort of set the stage for the book. Tell us a little bit about the book, 66 Books of Nathan.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. America, every book on the planet is in book form, and some books are more than just a book. And this one here is more than just a book. You know, a diary. So, you know, a diary is more than a book. The 66 Books of Nathan, Spiritual Understanding, I've written you over 350 topics of spiritual understanding. I'm a counselor, and throughout my travels and my time, I've counseled so many people, but I can help more people with the book. So you see, every book is in book form, but some books are more than a book. And the spiritual book, the 66 Books of Nathan, Spiritual Understanding, I mean, I explain spiritually what, you know, love is, what betrayal is, what marriage is, what family is. Rick, I mean, I put it all in there, Rick. I put it all in there. Let me get a breath.
Well, you've got it all in there. These are emotions. These are things that we deal with on a daily basis. This is really sort of a guide for daily living, isn't it?
Yes, Rick, you hit it. You hit it. There it is. I'm trying to guide you to spiritual understanding. And wow, you know, I've counseled people for 40 years, and I put it all in a book, and it works. And Rick, I just want to say, it's really for the underprivileged and the inmates of the world. They really, really need spiritual understanding.
And the nice thing, it's so easy to read, and it's a book that you can sit down and read whenever you want to. You can go back and reference the various topics that Nathan talked about. So it's a book that you'll have at the front of the bookcase, because it's a book that you will be referring to often. The name of the book, again, The 66 Books of Nathan, Spiritual Understandings, by Nathan Lamonte James. Nathan, N-A-T-H-A-N, Lamonte, L-A-M-O-N-T-A, James. You'll find the book at Amazon, all the usual places. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Nathan, I just touched on your background, sort of the credentials you have, the life experiences you have had to be able to write a book like The 66 Books of Nathan. Tell us a little bit about your background, your life before you wrote the book.
Oh, Rick, you're talking about trials and tribulations now. I'm born and raised in Washington, D.C., and it's a very rough and confusing community if you without a father figure. So I dealt with that, and then I went to Job Corps, and there was structure. I needed that structure. I met some beautiful people like yourself, Mr. Roy, and people like that, and they showed me discipline. They showed me responsibility. They showed me all kinds of wonderful things that I would have never gotten without a father figure. And then I moved on to the Army when I was 17. My mother had to sign for me to get in. That's how young I was.
Wow.
And I had structure in the military. And I'm probably one of the only soldiers on the planet that completed 3 basic trainings and 3 advanced trainings. And I went to war, and I did my job in war. I won the war. And I came to the United States Postal Service, And it's next year will be 30 years.
Amazing.
And before I wrote the book, I was confused. And because I'm so immersed in goodness, there's no malice in me. And I got confused why people, I thought everyone wanted to do the right thing. You know, that's the way I was taught.
Yes.
But I found out that some people want to challenge the right thing with the wrong thing. So that's when I started on the quest to counsel and to help. And ultimately it ended up with me being a professional positive rapper. And I like to do a little bit of that for you before we go, but through my rap songs and my travel, different continents and rapping, people like the positive rap. They loved it. Climb mountains. They love my rap songs. And through when I got home from the war, I went to all the schools here and I rapped for the kids. And then it turned into the book. So my life before writing the book was just, it was just trials and tribulations. I figured it out, Big Rick. I figured it out. And I wrote it down.
You certainly have. And it sounds like everything that led up to the book sort of was your purpose in life. You probably didn't know it at the time, but there's going to be, at some point, Nathan, you're going to use all these experiences, and you've done them so well in the book, The 66 Books of Nathan by Spiritual Understandings by Nathan Lamonte James. It also sounds, as you're talking there, like you learned something in writing this book as well. It sounds like this was as helpful for you in writing it as it is for us to read it.
Absolutely. There you go. I love the way you roll. Yes. What happened was I believed in goodness, and I learned that goodness conquers evil, and I'm not playing with that. Goodness is powerful, and I learned how to use the power of goodness, you know, through understanding. And yes, I learned some things, and I have outdone myself spiritually. And oh, you're talking about that sword and that shield and all that powerful. I have learned to use the power of goodness. Yes, I did learn that, and I have taught and taught and taught through my TV shows. I produced 6 television shows. And in 13 years, won 7 awards. Doing the rapping for the kids and the adults. I mean, and then I wrote the book. Yes, I learned that goodness is more powerful than evil.
Let's talk about this journey, the writing journey, the book. How did you become an author? When, why, how did that happen?
Wow, now you're talking. What happened was I started 6 books before this book, and I never could get out of chapter 1. Writer's block, and
oh, yes.
I just couldn't. And then when I started the 66 books of Nathan, Spiritual Understanding, it started to flow. But Rick, I got to tell you, when I got to chapter 21, I thought I was done. I was breathing hard. I was like, this book is done. And I started looking for a publisher. And then while I was looking for a publisher, I was on chapter 31. And then 91, 161, you know, 201, and it kept going, you know. So I thought I was done at 21, and it just flowed. It just flowed, and I knew that I had to help. Those other 6 books, I tried so hard to write them, and I couldn't get out of chapter 1. So that's when I knew that this was the one, you know, to present to the world, to document and leave something behind to help.
Well, you're doing that, and our guest on the program is Nathan Lamonte James. His book is The 66 Books of Nathan, Spiritual Understandings, available at Amazon, all the usual places, links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What was it about this topic that you decided, okay, I'm going to write this book, and not only decided that, but oh boy, all it sounds like this came flooding upon you. You couldn't stop writing this book. Why this book? Why the 66 books of Nathan? What was so important that you decided, I have to write this book?
You know what, Rick? I love the way you do. You pull this out of me. Okay, here's what happened. My grandmother lived to be 97. God bless her soul, Miss Ruby.
Oh, yes.
And she had this big, beautiful Bible on a stand in her apartment. And I asked her, I said, Granny, have you read this whole book? And she said, no, Granny reads one verse a day and try to do that. And so Rick, you, that's what it was. I got the Bible and I read the entire Bible twice. and I understood it, and that's when I wrote the book. You pulled it out of me, but that is it. That's what it was. When I read that Bible and understood it, that's when I said, okay, now I know I can help. So I love the way you roll.
Well, I was going to ask you about your inspiration, maybe writers that influenced you, your favorite author. It sounds like you just told me with a book that you read that inspired your book, the 66 books of Nathan. What author inspires you?
As you say, the authors that inspire me are, oh my goodness, technical authors. I know America probably didn't expect me to say that, but remember now, every book that I've ever read in my life was a book about doing something, whether it was taking apart a machine gun and putting it back together, whether it was fixing a bicycle, technical.
Oh, yes.
You know, all of the technical. It's just amazing how someone can write something technical and you not knowing how to do it, read it and do it. You see, those are the authors that have just fascinated me. I'm just fascinated about human beings. And I even met Rick. I met a gentleman who wrote the books, and it was just by happenstance. And, you know, I always read. I'm always in the library reading technical books and manuals until I wrote my book. So, you see, if I no malice here, America, I didn't want to read other authors and fall into their persona and their character.
Yes.
Yeah. I read the technical. I mean, how to build a house. I read that and I built a house. I mean, how to build a bike. I read it and, those are the authors that I love. They impress me so much.
The guest on the program is Nathan Lamonte James. His book is The 66 Books of Nathan, Spiritual Understandings. It's interesting, that analogy with like sort of the how-to books, the information books, because you talk, again, about subjects that we deal with daily. You mentioned marriage, for example. Okay, we all know about marriage. We know expectations. But how do we go about doing it? You sort of give us that information that you learn from the how-to books, like, okay, how to successfully do a marriage. So you were able to implement that knowledge from how-to instructional books to instructional books to get us through life.
Absolutely. You are on point today. That is correct. That is correct. That's what I did.
The book is helping so many people, the 66 books of Nathan, Spiritual Understandings. Let's talk about the topic today, in society today. How important is this book to society, where we are today, and why do people need to read the book?
Oh my God, you are so hot. You are so hot today. This book, like I said, is more than a book. It's, I compare it to a diary. A diary has a lock and a key on it, Rick. And people write things in a diary that they would never even tell other people.
Yes.
And this book is your book. This book, it's your personal book. It's for everyone who's ever asked a question, everyone that wanted to know an answer. There are more questions on the planet than answers, but not in this book. There's more answers in this book than questions. And it should go out to 8 billion people. If you don't need it, get it to the people who need it. You know, oh my God, you floored me with that one, Rick. I'm here to help. The book is here. Why do we need it? We need it because they glorify malice in our society. And I understand. I wrote that too. And they glorify. They're good at it, Rick. They're good at malice. They're good at negativity. And they cover up the glory and the goodness. And Rick, thanks to you and other people who have helped me to reach America, that let them know that the goodness is powerful, and understanding is a way to find your way in life. You know, that song, like I said, I wanted to do a little bit of a song, Climb Mountains, for you.
Yes.
To show you power, you know. So, yeah, we need it. And for 35 years, I've been singing the song Climb Mountains. And finally, I wrote the book, and the lyrics are in the book.
And we'll have you do the a little bit of that wrap here, as boy, time is going by so quickly. So much to talk about with Nathan Lamonte James, our guest on the program, The 66 Books of Nathan. This book, and you mentioned this, this is basically for everybody. If you are a participant in life, this is a book that's good for you. Holidays coming up, there's a great idea, because here's a book that people will not read once and put the back of the shelf. They will be referring to it as they go through the challenges of daily life. I want to talk for a second or so about the military. I mentioned that you lived through wars. What was that experience like? How did that shape you, the philosophy you're able to pass along to people? You went through situations where people are shooting at you, where you've got to watch where you walk so you don't lose your life. Talk about how those experiences shaped you.
Wow, you are a great interviewer. Yes, it started with the buddy system. My buddy Andre asked me to join with him, and Rick, I passed the test, and he did not. God rest his soul. And I went into the military. And like I said, I received so much training from the taxpayers. I completed three basic trainings, three advanced trainings. So I had skills that one soldier alone did not have. And I ended up getting promoted really quick because I followed the rules and regulations and the laws. And yes, I got in charge. Now, just before the war, some of the soldiers didn't want to follow my instructions and my commands. So then I had to get a little tough on them, which is one of the shows that I shot, Tough Love. And in the military, you know, I had to set the example at all times. And then we went to war, like you said, and they ended up putting me in charge of the platoon, which was 60 individuals. So I had 60 individuals' lives in my hand. And I had to get as tough as I could have ever gotten tough without spirituality. That's when I found it on the battlefield, wow, as you say about the war. Yeah, so I got tough. I found spirituality. And once I found, you know, the spirit within me, it was pretty easy for me then. You know, I knew exactly what to do and how to do it. And I was one of the greatest leaders that I ever seen. And then I got a little blown up a little bit on the battlefield and went to Walter Reed Hospital. They put me back together. And then they released me on a medical, you know, next to honorable. So I did my job well, and I received all my medals. And the military, like I said, I followed the rules, regulations. And when I became one of the managers, you know, staff sergeant, and that's when I really found out that the soldiers wanted examples at all times. So I toughened up, and I set the example, and we did what we had to do. So the military was, it was very interesting. Very interesting.
Well, setting examples and leading, that carried over to your career as an author in your book, The 66 Books of Nathan, Spiritual Understandings. Nathan Lamonte James, our guest on the program. A couple of minutes left here. What's up for you? What are you working on now? You've got so many different projects in so many different areas. I'm thinking about, okay, The 66 Books of Nathan, a follow-up to that. Will you do a sequel?
Actually, I'm glad you asked that, because right now I have a podcast called Go Go Golf. And what I did was I took Go Go music and put it with golf. Golf is $100 billion a year.
Oh, yes.
Industry. And I'm a golf instructor. And so I've put the podcast on, and I'm going to get all the underprivileged and inmates and kids and everyone into golf. And Go Go Golf is what I'm doing now. So, you know, the 66 Books of Nathan and Go Go Golf. Yeah, Rick, you're right. That's exactly what I'm doing.
I don't think you sit around too long trying to think, what can I do today? I think it flows. The problem is, okay, I need time to sleep. I have to recharge before I go at it again tomorrow. So much going on in the life of Nathan. Talk to a professional rapper. This is something you use to open minds and to touch people. I believe you've got a little sample there for us. Go ahead. Entertain us here. Give us some of your message in rap form.
All right. This is Climb Mountains, dedicated to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Well, to be a mountain climber, here's what you do. You start off by simply going to school. Then you study super hard, answer some questions. After passing tests, you make some suggestions. Now you're graduating. The world is just waiting. You formulate your plans, because you're regulated. Never seek in search with two empty hands. Stand tall and proud and say, here's my game plan. Climb mountains until you reach the top. And don't stop, don't stop, don't ever stop. You climb mountains until you reach the top. And don't stop. The first step you take is getting rid of the hate. Let's go to work, clean the dirt that people make. Step two is to do things that need to be done. You can't find it to do, you go back to step one. Third step on the mountain is to keep yourself happy. I'll do the rapping, you do the clapping. Step four is the door, it's hardcore. No turning back now, cause it's time to score. Climb mountains until you reach the top. And don't stop, don't stop, don't ever stop. You climb mountains until you reach the top. And don't stop, cause I'm the stimulator, motivator, automatic. Activator, dominator, bomber, hater, sucker, whack, eliminate, be my shocker, party rocker, on the mic, a steady rock, smooth talker, lady shocker, sweetest cake from Betty Crocker, never faking or mistaking, keep the party people shake, popping, breaking, money making, rocky like the earth is quaking, regulator, calculator, sweeter than an hour later, demonstrator, rhyme creator, wrestle with an alligator, superstition, competition, I want a great position, you be wishing, paying tuition, survival, intuition, don't cry, open your eyes, and then realize, don't sigh, life pass you by, if you don't try, why, you gotta climb mountains.
That was so fantastic. And if you're not looking at the video, which is available on YouTube, you did that without notes. That was from the heart, wasn't it? That was a message that you deliver. And I can see where young people, inmates, you talk about visiting them. That resonates, doesn't it? That's not some person coming in they don't know that says, go back to school, stay in school, stay out of trouble. You reach them on a level that they can actually relate to, just like in the book. It's so relatable. It's so doable. And I'll wrap up with the book here in a second, but I mentioned Amazon. Where's the best place to get information on the book and information on Nathan?
Dorrance Publishing. And like you said, Amazon, Walmart, Barnes & Noble, but Dorrance Publishing is the best place to make sure you get all the copies you need for presence and for people in your circle and just to have on hand in the back seat of the car when you run into a underprivileged and give them the book.
It really makes some sense to have some books. And again, it's a great gift idea. You give a fruitcake, it's there a couple of days, and they re-gift it to somebody else. Here's a gift that people are going to take and going to use and possibly going to decide, I need a couple more copies of Nathan's book that I can pass out to people. It's the 66 Books of Nathan, Spiritual Understandings by Nathan Lamonte James. Nathan, N-A-T-H-A-N. Lamonte, L-A-M-O-N-T-A, James. He's got the picture on the back. He's got the book he's showing on the video. And again, the video portion of the program available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, on YouTube. Nathan, the time went by way too quickly. Hopefully we can do this again. So much more to talk about. Loved having you on the program. Thank you for taking the time to be with us on the program.
Rick, you are the best. And Miss Crystal, who called me, she's the best. Thank you so much.
Well, you are the best, and it's a pleasure to have you with us in the very positive message from the 66 Books of Nathan, Spiritual Understandings by Nathan Lamonte James. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.